Jesus Christ is the light of the world. Stay with us, Lord, for it is the evening,
and the day is almost over.
Let your light scatter the darkness
and illumine your church.
Voices forever. Oh. Son of God, O giver of life, the universe proclaims your glory. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who led your people Israel by a pillar of cloud by day, and a pillar of fire by night. Enlighten our darkness by the light of your Christ. Let his word be a lamp to our feet, and a light to our path. For you are merciful, and you love your whole creation, and we, your creatures, glorify you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. My prayers rise before thee as incense, the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. O Lord, I call to you, come to me quickly. Hear my voice when I cry to you. Let my prayer rise before you as incense, the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Set a watch before my mouth, O Lord, and guard the door of my lips. Let not my heart incline to any evil thing. Let me not be occupied in wickedness with evildoers. But my eyes are turned to you, O God. In you I take refuge. Strip me not of my life. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. My prayers rise before thee as incense, the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice.
Let the incense of our repentant prayer ascend before you, O Lord, and let your loving kindness descend on us, that with purified minds we would sing your praises with the church on earth and the whole heavenly host, and glorify you forever and ever.
Amen. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, in you I trust. Let me not be put to shame. Let not my enemies exult over me. Indeed, none who wait for you shall be put to shame, but they shall be ashamed who are wantonly treacherous.
Make me to know your ways, O Lord. Teach me.
Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all the day long.
Remember your mercy, O Lord, and your steadfast love, for they have been.
Remember not the sins of my youth or my transgressions. According to your steadfast love, remember me for the sake of your goodness, O Lord.
Good and sinners in the way.
He leads the humble in what is right, and teaches the humble his way.
All the paths of the Lord are steadfast love and faithfulness
for those who keep his covenant and his testimonies. For your name's sake, O Lord, pardon my guilt, for it is great.
Who is the man who fears the Lord? Him will he instruct in the way that he should choose.
His soul shall abide in well-being, and his offspring shall inherit the land.
The friendship of the Lord is for those who fear him, and he makes known to them his covenant.
My eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he will pluck my feet out of the net.
Turn to me and be gracious to me, for I am lonely and afflicted.
The troubles of my heart are enlarged. Bring me out of my distresses.
Consider my affliction and my trouble, and forgive
Consider how many are my foes, and with what violent hatred they hate me.
O guard my soul and deliver me.
Let me not be put to shame, for I take refuge in you. May integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait for you.
Redeem Israel, O God, out of all his troubles.
Thank you. prophet Moses. Now Jacob arose that night, took his two wives, his two female servants, his 11 sons, and crossed over the ford of Jabbok. He took them, sent them over the brook, and sent over what he had. Then Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until the breaking of day. Now when he saw that he did not prevail against him, he touched the socket of his hip, and the socket of Jacob's hip was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, "Let me go, for the day breaks." But Jacob said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." So he said to him, "What is your name?" He said, "Jacob." He said, "Your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, for you have struggled with God and with men and have prevailed." Jacob asked, saying, "Tell me, I pray, what is your name?" He said, "Why is it that you ask about my name?" So he blessed him there. Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, "For I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved." Just as he crossed over Peniel, the sun rose on him, and he limped on his hip. Therefore, to this day, the children of Israel do not eat the muscle that shrank, which is on the hip socket, because he touched the socket of Jacob's hip in the muscle that shrank. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old and the prophets.
But now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
Holy Apostle St. Paul. "Finally, then, brothers, we urge and exhort in the Lord Jesus that you should abound more and more, just as you received from us how you ought to walk and to please God. For you know what commandments we gave you through the Lord Jesus. This is the will of God, your sanctification, that you should abstain from sexual immorality, that each of you should know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor, not in passion of lust, like the Gentiles who do not know God, that no one should take advantage of and defraud his brother in this matter, because the Lord is the avenger of all such, as we also forewarned you and testified. For God did not call us to uncleanness, but in holiness. Therefore, he who rejects this does not reject man, but God, who has also given us his Holy Spirit." In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
Holy Apostle St. Matthew. Jesus went out from there and departed to the region of Tyre and Sidon. Behold, a woman of Canaan came from that region and cried out to him, saying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed." But he answered her not a word. So his disciples came and urged him, saying, "Send her away, for she cries out after us." But he answered and said, "I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." She came and worshipped him, saying, "Lord, help me." But he answered and said, "It is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs." And she said, "Yes, Lord, yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table." Jesus answered and said to her, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire." And her daughter was healed from that very hour. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
Heavenly Father, bless these, our tithes and our offerings for the furtherance of your kingdom in accordance with your holy will through Jesus Christ our Lord.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord have
mercy. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the
Lord have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the
Lord have mercy.
For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the
Lord.
For all the presidents in district and synod, all pastors in Christ, all servants of the church, and for all the people, let us pray to the
Lord.
For our president and all public servants, for the government and those who protect us, that they would be upheld and strengthened in every good deed, let us pray to the
Lord.
For those who bring peace, justice, health, and protection in this and every place, let us pray to the
Lord.
For those who bring offerings, those who do good works in this congregation, those who toil, those who sing, and all the people here present who await from the Lord great and abundant mercy, let us pray to the
Lord.
For favorable weather, for an abundance of the fruit of the earth, and for peaceful times, let us pray to the
Lord.
For our deliverance from all affliction, wrath, danger, and need, let us pray to the
Lord.
For the faithful who have gone before us and are with Christ, let us give thanks to the
Lord.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Rejoicing in the fellowship of all the saints, let us commend ourselves, one another, and our whole life to Christ our Lord. O God, from whom come all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works, give to us, your servants, that peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts would be set to obey your commandments, and also that we, being defended from the fear of our enemies, would live in peace and quietness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Taught by our Lord and trusting in his promises, we are bold to pray, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses,
as we have forgiven those
that's against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Yeah.
Son, and of the Holy Spirit. What has Jesus taught you Ash Wednesday? What has Jesus taught you? The three marks or signs or indicators of the church: giving alms, praying, and fasting. What do all of these three have in common that we are to do? We are to do them in secret, in the secret place. Greek word is crypto. So when your Father sees you in secret, He will reward you. Looking at the Old Testament historical fact, during the week I was struck by the widow from Canaan. She leaves her daughter, who is demon-possessed. Truly, you would not do that. Yes, if you're wondering if I... Yes, of course. I've got three more. So she goes alone. Fascinating. And prays, struggles with God, which is exactly, as you may recall from last year, this is what prayer is. It is struggle with God. Just like Jacob, he's all alone. He is all alone. And he is face to face like the Canaanite woman with God. And like the Canaanite woman, they both wrestle. Jacob physically, but this woman theologically, emotionally. And Jacob will not let him go. This is exactly what prayer is. Luke gives us a different version. He gives us the story of the widow who is, I've been told, impetuous or impertinent. In other words, she's consistently in court nagging the judge to avenge her, to give her justice, day after day after day, all by herself. And she will not leave until she gets retribution for whatever it is. There, the judge is wearied. The Greek word is, it means to strike in the eye. Lest she give me a black eye, that is to say, in disgrace, I'll just give her what she wants, just to shut her yapping mouth. But the differences between Luke and Matthew and Moses here is that in Luke's version, the judge even confesses out loud, even though I do not fear God or man. But the widow from Canaan not only fears but confesses exactly who she is in this theological standing. Perfectly fine with it. And I wonder, too, if maybe she's a little bit surprised that Jesus doesn't even know what kind of a woman she is. And Jacob, too. I will not let you go until you bless me. Be honest with you. Don't raise your hands. But be honest with yourselves. When we chanted our psalm this evening, what was your first thought? Be honest. Oh, it's so long. On your way home this evening,
instead of talking on the phone, use the light on there and go through that again. Or better yet, when you go home. And the plea of David, constantly, consistently, urging, pleading, exhorting. You could almost hear him toward the end of the psalm, his voice raising, the volume getting up. But I will not let you go. I will not let you go. And so Jacob is blessed with a new name. It is very close to meaning, Ish meaning man, and El, you know, God. But Ra'al is very similar to the word see. Man has seen God, Israel. Also, finally, the great blessing, and maybe only Jacob knew this, is that he hobbles on his hip for the rest of his life. You and I, of course, by virtue of the atonement, are the new Israel, the new mankind that can see God, though hidden in things. And what is basically our posture throughout this world? We limp. We are not whole. Because as the hymn testifies to us, help me, Barbara, though there be those that hate her, false sons within her pale. The church is one foundation. Thank you. Though there be those that hate her, false sons within her. In every little nook and cranny of each congregation, we walk with a limp. But walk nonetheless. Forward. To again, finally, ultimately, embrace God and never let Him go. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please stand for blessing.
Let us bless the Son and Holy Spirit, bless and preserve.